Kayla Clemens, Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Clemens, C-L-E-M-E-N-S. Date of birth is 8/28/1991. This is for date of service, 9/6/2023. Mrs. Clemens is a 32-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of her thyroid function. She also has a history of PCOS with irregular menstrual cycle, kidney stones, and overweight status. She reports symptoms of fatigue and weight gain over the last couple of years. She reports some difficulty swallowing with food, sometimes getting stuck in her throat. She denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. She denies any episodes of hypoglycemia. Her labs were reviewed, and her TPO antibodies were noted to be elevated at 397, then repeated labs were 359. Her thyroglobulin antibody level is less than 1. Her TSH is 3.48. Free T4 is 1.47. Free T3 is 2.8. Plan number one for evaluation of her thyroid function. Her TPO antibody level is noted to be elevated at 359. Previous was 397 with in the setting of a TSH of 3.48, free T4 of 1.47, and free T3 of 2.8. These labs are suggestive of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. The patient would like to approach this with natural supplementations at first, and then we will recheck the labs in 4 to 6 weeks. Next number, due to the fact the patient would like to approach her Hashimoto's thyroiditis with natural supplementation, I will recommend her to continue her castor oil remedy as well as add thyroid support 2 capsules at bedtime and recheck a thyroid function panel in 6 to 8 weeks. Next summer, I've also prescribed a thyroid ultrasound to delineate her thyroid gland and assess for any thyroid nodules, especially in the setting of some compressive symptoms at the thyroid and difficulty swallowing with food, sometimes getting stuck. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.